and helped. While I barked at people, we took turns caring for the baby. I had visions of some major historical ass-kicker like Cromback the Terrible, ordering his hordes about while he had a smelly baby tucked into the crook of his arm. Totan was a good kid, but he always needed changing. Soon everyone was bustling industriously. Shelters went up, brush got cut, small fires took life and spawned others, until there were enough to heat water to cook rice. The water we gathered using some tents to collect rain to the pots. It was going to be difficult for any of us to get wetter than we were already. We even sent several small loads of brush over to the city on returning rafts. Our friends might get to do a little cooking, too. Chapter 79. We'd known so much misery for so long. That night became just another sad chore. And in time, there was poor shelter, bad food, and feeble warmth for all. But by then it was getting light, and the rain was just an occasional sprinkle. Sara and Totan and I crept into our tent and bundled up. For a while, I was almost happy. That Totan was remarkable. He was almost as quiet as Sara most of the time, though he could get a good fuss going when he wanted. He was content to sleep right then. For the first time in a week, his tummy was full. Mine too. I got 4 hours of perfectly wonderful sleep before disaster interrupted. First, it took the shape of Kigota. I hadn't seen Sara's mother since Uncle Doge cajoled her out of my quarters. I hadn't missed her either. Because I was asleep, I didn't witness the part where she ripped open the end of the tent. When I awoke, she was spitting and howling in a mix of Nuang Bao and really bad Taglian. Sara was sitting up already, her mouth open and tears starting. Totan began to cry. Kigota was not immune to baby tears. The soul of a granny did lurk behind all the ill temper, way behind. She said something to the toddler, gently. Rudy hurried up.
You want I should throw this one back in the lake, Mergen?
What?
She crawled out of the water a while ago. Claimed somebody tried to murder her. Supposedly pushed her off the raft she was riding. Looks to me like maybe she asked for it.
She probably did.
Sara looked at me in surprise, despite her tears.
But I gotta be nice. She's almost family.
Man, Rudy said.
He walked off, shaking his head.
Sara began gesturing exasperatedly at her mother.
Totan stared at his granny, sucked his thumb. I caught a whiff.
Go to Nana, I whispered. Show her how good you can walk.